around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Brenda Lee.
Can you guess the words? Can you guess the singer?
Brenda Lee.
You're incorrect.
Crazy for feeling.
Oh, same time frame, though. Very good.
This is the most famous song Patsy Cline ever did.
Exactly.
And this, if you talk to people who know how to sing, this is a really difficult song to sing.
That's why you flubbed up there?
Yeah.
You did fine.
It's not the words, it's the melody.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are you guys done?
Well, we're almost done. You're going to like today's music theme, Greg.
Old school country.
I like it. Well, good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, Trev Henry, and help Max. Me out, and Max. All right, there we go. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to us at this early morning hour as you go out and do your thing. Hopefully you got your kids going away to practice or going to the grocery store or maybe even Home Depot to get your stuff for a DIY project. But thank you
Some
for listening.
Set their alarm just for the bucket of bucket.
I know, but you listen, that's allows us to do things so we can bring a smile to your face and maybe inform you and make you laugh. So good morning, everybody.
Couple shout outs. First of all, shout out to my daughter, Virginia, for celebrating her 37th trip around the world, the start of her 37th trip around the world.
How do you have a daughter that's 37?
I've got a son that's 40.
Look at that.
I know.
Dang.
Somebody's getting old and it isn't me.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, yep, I remember the day. It was a wonderful time in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah. Or no, that was Nick, and then she was in Statesville. That's right.
So you're at CCNC?
Yep, exactly. So... And also want to send a shout out to our radio station here, both 92.3 and 98.7, and all of everybody that was involved here in the Give-a-thon for Phoenix Children's Hospital, and to all those that did donate. Want to send a shout out congratulating all of them for setting a new record. $2,455,000 was raised for the Phoenix Children's Hospital. Congratulations, and thank you to all of you that did contribute.
And that's a national record, guys. We do things that no other city does America.
Well, Phoenix Children's is such an unbelievable place, and you know, you hear these stories, and
they tug at your heart.
Chopping onions
here
in the car.
Is somebody's story.
Yeah, just and these stories of perseverance. Even the kids that didn't make it, they had an extension of their existence because of Phoenix Children's, and then the ones that did make it and are now going out and being productive humans in this world. It's really phenomenal. So hats off to the folks that participated, the folks that donated, and thank you, Phoenix Children's Hospital, for all you do.
Two great radio stations.
Yep. Yep. That's why we are the local sports leader.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, since we are a golf show, let's get into a little bit of golf. Last week, we had the FedEx St. Jude, the potentially final playing of that. Interestingly enough, FedEx was asked, or St. Jude was asked, if they want to be one of the championship events, and they declined.
Well, it's a big step up in
$30 to $35 million they got to come up with.
You got to see some ROI on that, and it's important that they contribute to their community. I get it, but holy buckets, that's a big number.
And St. Jude, the money's all coming from FedEx because St. Jude is a charitable hospital. When a child has to go there, when a child has to go there, they pay nothing.
Right.
And so, and they've got lodging there for them and everything. So
the Danny Thomas thing started.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. My cousin. He's a cousin of mine.
You're Lebanese cousin?
Yeah.
Really?
Lebanese.
Yeah, he's like fourth removed.
Well, I had such a crush on Marlo Thomas way back when. That girl. Oh, my God.
That girl, yeah. That's exactly right. Well, anyway, Scotty Scheffler, who had only won one time this year.
Yeah.
He boat raced him is right. Well, did he really, though? Because he only shot 4 under par, but nobody else made a move. If I'm not mistaken, he shot 4 under par. He shot 66 the last round.
Yeah, he was 17 under total. Yeah. Only won by 8 shots.
Only won by 8, I understand that. But that means that nobody could make a move on him.
He didn't shoot 62 on Sunday.
No.
He shot 61 on Friday,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that kind of iced it right there. So here's what Scotty Scheffler had to say about cruising to his victory.
Well, I mean, on Friday, you know, being able to have a really low round was important. You know, put myself in the lead after 36 holes was good. I felt like I've been playing from behind a lot this year, and so it was nice to come out and have a lead after 36 holes and after 54 holes. And yeah, I felt like I've been in a good rhythm. I didn't hit maybe as many fairways this week, but I was really sharp with the irons, and I rolled really good on the greens. So that's a good combination if you're going to try and have success out here.
That's an understatement. He only he only gained 9 strokes on the field in putting.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a little understatement there. Well,
and everybody's talking about how, you know, and me included, we're talking about player of the year. Well, I think he just iced it with that dominant performance, even though, help me out here, the kid that won here, Chris Gutterup, I was saying could be considered for player of the year with his 3 wins, but now, when you have a playoff win, and what did he win at Pebble Beach or American Express earlier?
Yeah,
you know, I think he just locked it up. If you just give it the eyeball test, and you say, you look at the field, you look at the players, you say, who's the best player out there? It's Scotty Scheffler.
Well, it's player of the year. Scotty had 5 runner-ups. He's now got 2 victories. He's got all of his, he's had 1 event where he didn't finish in the top 10 all year. So if you're going to say player of the year, right, you've got to take everything into consideration. Well, Siwoo Kim was trying to chase down Scotty, and here's what he had to say about that.
Confidence for me this week, and especially I finished like second or third, like helps me a lot. Helps me a lot of going on, and it helps me a lot of confidence next 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's just excited for the next 2 weeks. I wanted to win so bad, but Scotty played so good, and I played, still try hardest, and then.
Yeah, just one day catching Scotty when he put the hammer down, it was all over. And, you know, so naturally they say, well, Scotty's favored to win this week and next week as well. Well, he's not doing so much this week. He's going to have to shoot about 15 under par. We'll get into that in a little while.
Hey, that Friday round of 61 included 2 bogeys.
I know. So one of the guys on the outside looking in at the top 50 this week is Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth finished 70 points, 70 FedEx Cup points behind the 50th position, Matt McCarty. And at one time, Jordan was in, then he was out.
Yeah.
Then he was in, then he was out. He ends up out, and here's what he had to say about not making it to the BMW.
And, you know, fell just shy of it, but it's funny. I just feel like I'm kind of getting back to playing really good golf. Like, it's close to kicking off, and I'm not going to play a tournament for a long time. So, in some ways, I feel like I'm leaving some out there, and in some ways, it's a good thing because, like I mentioned, after the first round, this will be the last time I finish like this for a while. Like, I'm very, very confident in what's coming. I just ran out of steam and maybe made a couple bad decisions.
This is the last time you'll see it, because you aren't going to play the rest of the year.
Not going to play the President's Cup.
I hate to think he might be delusional.
I wonder if he'll play any fall events.
You know, I was going to say, he's not playing the President's Cup.
Right.
I would not be surprised to see him show up at a fall event or two, just to kind of keep the rush from getting too deep.
He thinks he's in good form, exactly. You're right, Jim.
Yeah. But I said this a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again. He's got to change something. Now, he won his majors early in his career, and didn't have all that scar tissue built up, no calluses, right? And now, he won those by just being a magician, right? And I'm not so sure that Jordan Spieth wins again, much less wins a major.
Or Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
They're too short.
Yep.
They're too short now.
There you go. Oh, isn't that funny?
Okay. Real quick, want to let our listeners know to make sure you go and check out BunkerGolf.com. You can contact us, drop us an email, get signed up for our email blasts and promotions, and check out our latest clips and tips right there at BunkerGolf.com. And also, you'll be able to find out about our two-person scrambles that are going on. We are out at Junior National Golf Club out in Goodyear today, and we will be at the Arizona Biltmore on September 26th, so go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up.
And I'm told, Greg, they're listening this morning, actively listening to the show this morning.
As they're
signing up.
Exactly.
So I hear a big woo-woo out there.
I didn't hear it.
Well, we could probably hear it
a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, on the PGA Tour champion, Stuart Cink wins again. I think it's his fifth win on the PGA Tour.
Is he playing of the year?
Yeah. Oh, well, he could be right now, but they still have the Charles Schwab Cup to play. Ross Steelman, folks, pay attention to that name. You're going to hear that name on the PGA Tour a lot next year. Ross Steelman wins. Joaquin Niemann wins by three for his ninth victory on the Lexi Tour, formerly known as LIV, formerly known as a tour that was going to be around
formerly
that
known.
Much longer. Yeah, formerly known. And when we come back, we'll hear from Gino Ticoon, who won the Standard Portland Classic.
Correct.
And Jeff Winther wins on the DP World Tour at the Danish Golf Championship. So we'll hear from Gino, and then we'll get into the world of this week in golf, because there's plenty of it going on. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is on every Saturday morning. We bring it to you live on our Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Live streaming audio, podcasts, video highlights. The Arizona Sports app has all this and more from the local sports leader and D-backs play-by-play.
Marte grounds it to first, and it's under the glove of Sheets. That's into right field.
Download the Arizona Sports app. Presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 15th annual Fall Frolic. Two-person scramble golf tournament is coming up on Saturday, September 26th, at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club's Lynx Course, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Join us for a tasty breakfast, full tournament, and win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce back golf round, all for just $148. It's open to the public, but hurry, space is limited. Register your team today at bunkergolf.com.
When your joints hurt every day and you've been told you need surgery, it can feel like there's only one option. But remember, once a joint is replaced, there's no going back. Before you schedule surgery, get a second opinion from QC Kinetics. Whether it's bone-on-bone arthritis, a torn meniscus, or years of wear and tear, surgery isn't the only conversation you should have. Talk to QC Kinetics about how they use regenerative treatments to deliver relief to patients like you here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. They concentrate tiny healing tools within your body right in the spot that's actually causing the pain. The whole idea is to give you a real shot at holding off on surgery, or in some cases, avoiding it altogether. Don't just accept surgery is your only choice. Call QC Kinetics today for a second opinion. The consultation is totally free. Clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break. Whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school, we know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today.
A1Garage.com, A1 from day one. This is how
on the radio, I'm ready to roll. See, Greg does like this. I can just tell. Feel like a heart to get started when I'm driving. This is Mary, not Mary, not Marion. Mary.
Mary. Mary Chapin Carpenter?
No. Maren Morris.
Never heard of
who that is.
Oh, by the way,
Greg, to more country
Greg does, yeah.
I'm officially an Ella fella.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, man. She can. She
you
can.
Got the T-shirt and everything?
No, I don't have that. Just
to ask what the hell that is.
An Ella fella? Ella Langley?
Oh.
Okay.
Give her a listen.
Give her a listen and give her videos of you.
Yeah.
And you'll see why you'll become an Ella fella,
what
too.
What kind of music does she do?
She's country.
Country.
Okay. She's a girl, excuse me, I think you love me.
Okay. She's had the number one hit for the last 15 weeks.
Oh, I know who she is.
Yeah.
And then she also does, she's from Texas, I can tell.
Yeah.
She's in Texas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And does a couple other really good songs. You'll have to look her up and play her. Yeah. All right. Anyway, as we were going, speaking of ladies, the standard Portland Classic, where Gino Tittacoon actually came from behind to win this.
Yeah.
I mean, she just kept battling, and ends up finds herself on top of the leaderboard at the end of 72 holes. She wins by one last week, and here's what she had to say about it.
I mean, the only things that in my mind is I have to make birdies. I feel like it's just a course that only answer is like you need to make as much as you can to be able to host the trophy. So, but I'm pretty happier about the leaderboard. I mean, like, it's me, Apishaya, and then Shinedi. We're all tied, and I seem like whoever can take this. I feel like it's just really good way for all the Thai players that we have been out here.
Thai domination.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And Gino's right there at the top of the list, without a doubt. All right, PGA Tour is going on this week. The BMW Championship, the second leg of the playoffs. And
it's pretty good at first base.
Thank you very much. And it's interesting. People don't call this stuff playoffs. And there's a couple different ways you can look at this to be able to see that it's a playoff format, because you start with X number, and then you cut to another number, and then you cut to another number, and then those guys all have a chance to be able to win the FedEx Cup. But should it be called the Tour Championship, or just the FedEx Cup Championship, because you made it into the final 50, and that's all it is. It's just a money pull. It's just another golf tournament, so that's one way to look at it. And then other people look at it as, you know what, this is just another golf tournament, and they're just playing for a lot of money.
Okay, we're golf fans / fanatics. Do you guys watch these harder than a typical of the Greater Hartford Open?
No, I just watch them. I keep track of them.
Okay.
And I do think it's very interesting to watch how the standings changed on Sundays, you know, sure. The guys are going forward.
I watch
forward.
The Tour Championship harder, but these two events, eh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do watch, this is really, because Belle Reve
nice golf
is a
course,
really
yeah.
cool golf
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
I played it a couple times when I was in college. I went
but
down.
Not because of the format.
No, okay. But it's just really a cool golf course. Old Parkland-style golf course. And
Ryder Cup there. Yeah.
Oh, they had a Senior Open, Ryder Cup. They had a lot of stuff there.
Well, birthday boy J.J. Spahn yesterday on his birthday went out and shot a little 66. He had the lead for a little while till Gary Woodland clipped him and took the lead, and then Wyndham Clark clipped Gary Woodland and is your leader at 12 under par, shooting 64-64. But here's what J.J. Spahn had to say about his early play.
I putted really nice. put the old faithful back in, my old lab putter, so... It was on timeout for about 2 months, and, you know, kind of like kids, like, you know, when they're not behaving, you put them in timeout for a little bit, and then they start, like, listening better and cooperating. So I think I learned its lesson being in timeout.
All right, so wait a minute. I put my old reliable lab golf putter in.
Right.
Lab golf's only been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, he's referencing the U.S. Open.
Yeah. But interestingly, here's a little thing. J.J. Spahn is if you pull the stats up, because you're faster at this than me, but if you look at his stats driving wise, driving distance, he's tied for 40, or he's 41st in driving distance. Okay.
Well, this week he's tied 27th. No, 41st. You're right. I'm sorry.
And amazingly, that's at 308 yards. Strokes gained putting, he's number 3. Strokes gained total, he's number 3. So you don't have to drive the golf ball very far, but what the difference is his accuracy. He's only hitting 57% of the fairways.
Yeah.
He's tied for 27th, but he's not very long, but he's getting it done because he's hitting more fairways than anybody else out there.
Hmm. Yeah, but the thing about it is the first cut of rough is it's really just a tee. It's really not that
big. Wyndham Clark is the only player in the tournament to be, I think, through both first round and second round, bogey free. Hmm. And that's pretty hard to do around there.
I was going to say, that's pretty good just doing that.
Yeah, exactly. They are playing the Champ Tour this week. They are playing the Rogers Charity Classic. They are up north of the border in Calgary, where right now Richard Green and Rob LeBritz are tied for the lead at 7 under par.
Rob LeBritz played in the Arizona Open, by the way.
Did he?
Yep.
And didn't win?
No.
Interesting. An amateur one, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
No.
No.
Yeah,
no,
Yes, he did. Massa.
Caddy something?
Cody.
Yeah. Miguel Angel Jimenez at 6 under par. Michael Allen. Man, we haven't heard a couple of those names in a while. 5 under par. Jason Caron, 5 under, along with Tongjai Jaidi, Ryan Armour, Jerry Kelly, and Michael Block.
Blocky got another start.
I guess he decided not to throw clubs and
walk off the golf course.
Yeah. Somebody had a little conversation with him. They are playing the Corn Ferry Tour as these guys are getting ready to start their playoffs. And there's a host of players, 7 players tied at 15 under par at the Advent Health. Taylor Dixon, Joseph Bramlett, John Marshall Butler, Chris Francoeur, Dave Shore, Ryan Thomas, Andrew Kozin are all tied at 15 under par there. And then another national open happening.
Yes.
The CPKC Women's Open is going on up in Canada as well. It's up in Edmonton, Alberta.
Correct.
And right now, your leader is Miyu Yamashita. So I used to think it was Yamashita. It's Yamashita.
Yamashita.
Yeah.
You took a shot, but you missed her.
I missed her. I missed her on Yamashita. Anyway, she was your Women's British Open winner last year. And so she's in the lead, got a 5-shot lead over Sin Buju, who, interestingly, is fresh on the scene, been on the LPGA Tour for a couple of years. And Jim, she's made, let's see if I can find her career stats. Where did her career stats go? She has won $731,000 joining the LPGA Tour back in 2023, 389 official and on the LPGA Tour, and 731 over her career. But here's what, let's see, where are we? Are we? Oh, no, we've got NASA first. We've got NASA Hataoka first.
Hang on one second.
So we'll go back to NASA.
Want
to
hear from NASA right now?
Yeah, let's hear from NASA.
She talks about early play up there and the bugs.
How is the golf course playing today?
There's no wind today and so many mosquitoes. but fairway was not firm. And greens really good shape, so I could make so many birdie chances today.
Yeah, they've had kind of a...
that's been the talk of the tournament. Mosquitoes.
Every player to a person has mentioned mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They've had kind of a wet time up in Canada, and because of that, it creates mosquitoes. And by creating mosquitoes, they are going to bug you on the golf course because there's water on the golf course.
Well, it's been, get a science lesson here.
It's been really interesting. I kind of read into this. And so these mosquitoes, evidently, they lay their eggs, and they can lay dormant under the soil for years and years and years. And then when the right conditions happen and it gets wet and whatnot, they pop out. So it's been a big deal. And they're, all the young ladies are wearing their sleeves and bug spray and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, real nice. The DP World Tour is playing, and that will give everybody. Sean Norris is your leader there. It's going to be interesting to be able to watch how things unfold down the wire for the top 10 in the Rolex. To see which guys are going to be able to get to the PGA Tour next year, because next year is going to be a big year to be able to watch what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, Greg, there's another national championship going on. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm sure you are. But the U.S. Senior Women's Open Championship is going on. USGA event, and I always like to give kudos to USGA.
Sure.
But Maria McBride is 4-under, tied with Annika Sorenstam, who shot 68-72. And then Michelle Redmond's also tied with them at 4-under. Kari Webb's lurking. But here's what, listen, to play in any USGA National Championship, you got to be a good player. You got to qualify. But the top of the leaderboard, you know, there's seven players under par. On the bottom of the leaderboard, and I'm not going to mention her name because she did qualify, 92-89.
That's a tough way to go.
And qualify.
Yeah.
And what, Jackie Gallagher's up there? I mean, you're seeing some names on that U.S. Women's Senior Open playing at Barton Hills in Ann Arbor,
yeah,
Michigan. It's interesting to be able to take a look at that and see. Well, they are playing on the Live Tour, where R.T. Lee, a wild card.
What's Live Tour?
Yeah, they are wrapping up their season with a much reduced purse. We're going to get into that when we come back, and much, much more. This is Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Tell Marte, you know what real baseball teams that are contending for the playoffs are gearing up and doing right now? They're getting major contributions from their best players. That's what the great players do.
Yep.
They don't ask for a day off in mid-August again. And if you wanted to take that beat and say, oh, let's give him a little room, that would maybe held some weight last summer when he did this, or the September before when he did it. Not year three.
Yeah.
What's the old saying? Shame.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, shame on me. We're at three.
Yeah.
We're at three now.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports league.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, remember, next week we will be out at the Trophy Bar for the Tour Championship. We'll be doing our show live out there from 7 to 9. Make sure you come on out, and we're going to have some special guests, some giveaways from Shady Rays and Tim Hovick's great swag bag, and, of course, the award-winning spicy breakfast tacos, and they'll have some cool drink specials for you, too. The Trophy Bar is the Bunker to Bunker's home for all the major championships, plus the Tour Championship, and in September, the President's Cup. So make sure you come out, mark your calendar, get there early, and get in on all the giveaways, and make sure you check out all the TVs, especially the monstrous 16-foot HD TV and the 35 TVs throughout the bar. The Trophy Bar is your home for sports, cars, spirits, any day of the week in downtown Ocotillo, off Price and Queen Creek in Chandler.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's.
After your last putt drops, make Bonehouse Brewing your next stop in Fountain Hills. Our tap room is a true Arizona adventure. Mining relics, hidden treasures, and a beer lineup that's as creative as your short game. From our legendary hazy IPAs to crisp lagers and seasonal stouts, there's a brew for every golfer's taste. Bring your foursome, share your best and worst shots, and raise a glass to the good times, because at Bonehouse, every round deserves a legendary finish.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your car. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
On or off the course, Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Planet Orange. Don't miss your chance to meet center Kamon Malawach live at Rip Valley Sports Cards on 2nd Street and Roosevelt in downtown Phoenix. This Saturday, August 22nd, bring your favorite gear, grab a photo, and get an autograph from Kamon himself. Spots are limited, so lock yours in today at ripvalley.com. That's ripvalley.com. Meet big man Kamon Malawach live in person and get an autograph. This Saturday, August 22nd, Rip Valley Sports Cards in downtown Phoenix. Don't miss it.
Wait, everything on this IHOP value menu is just $6?
I told you it was amazing. A huge plate of pancakes, bacon, and eggs is just $6.
Wow.
There's also French toast, a ham and cheese omelet, and oh, they got a BLT and fries now.
Okay, we're coming here every day.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Feast for just $6 with the IHOP value menu. $7 in some locations, available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
If there's one thing you can count on, it's 24/7 protection when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. And if there's two things you can count on, it's your smoke detector battery dying at 3 a.m. Not 3 p.m. on a Saturday when you have nothing going on, but in the middle of the night when you're fast asleep.
Oh, come on!
Get 24/7 protection when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Just one more thing you can count on. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Four! Relax. New golf grips won't fix your slice, but they will give you more confidence on every swing. If your grips are slick or worn out, it's time for Birdie Golf Grips. We professionally re-grip your clubs with premium grips for better traction, feel, and control. For a limited time, save 20% with promo code B2B. Or visit our shop, or we'll even come to you with our mobile service. Call 623-224-7030 or visit birdiegolfgrips.com. That is birdiegolfgrips.com.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make
Queen, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, this is just with women in country. It just, I kind of went back to new school, old school, kind of bouncing back and forth. It's kind of fun. Good music is good music.
That's exactly right. And you know why I like country music?
You can understand the words.
There you go. CQ listens.
I'm an active listener.
It's involved listener.
All right. So as we said, the LIV tour is going on this week up in Indianapolis. It is their final tournament of the year.
Yeah, maybe of ever.
Maybe of ever. They were supposed to be playing for like $30 million, and the purse has been cut down to $10 million.
Oh, didn't know that.
So the winner, instead of getting $4 million, is only getting $2 million. And, I mean, it's just an absolute mess. And first of all, naturally, at the BMW, like, you know, there's something going on the PGA Tour. Oh, no, the media want to ask Rory and Scotty what they think about what's going on LIV. Well, here's what Rory had to say first about LIV players, and his tune is starting to switch back a little bit.
Yep.
Going back to your answer about the live players coming back, don't you think it would help to have Bryson, John Rahm, maybe some other player for the next media rights, just to be able to say all the best players play here?
Eventually, yeah, maybe. But I don't think it's... Like, eventually they will. Like, if they play the golf and they you know, it's not, I'm pretty sure, I'm not part of these discussions, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to be welcomed back straight away. If they were offered this returning member program back in February, the one that Brooks took, then yeah, maybe. But, you know, that has sort of come and gone. And
Yeah. Good point, and Rory took a long time to get around to it, but yeah, you know, he says eventually they'll be able to come back, and I like the fact that he said that. I like the fact that he didn't come out and say, "Well, we should just welcome him back." No, there's got to be something to it.
Well, in my opinion, the PGA Tour has not really suffered.
No,
that much.
Well, not at
they
all.
Did it first, maybe the first 18 months or so. They lost some big names.
Well, that was because of the media,
right? No, they actually lost players.
But the quality of golf, I don't think anybody is going to say, you know, you want a PGA Tour event, but live guys weren't there.
No, of course.
But you look at the absence of these players and the doors that is open for younger players, i.e., Jackson Colvin and all these young guns coming up. But LIV Golf made the PGA Tour do some things. So yep. In that way, I think it's good. They changed the game, and I like competition. I think it's good. But LIV has turned into such a mess. You know, Greg, you and I grew up on golf courses. There's an old saying in golf, especially when you're betting, fast pay makes fast friends.
Right.
And now that LIV Golf has got these people suing them for services, it's not a good look. Now, I still don't understand. I guess the PIF says whatever they says go. But if they've committed to funding for X amount of years and you signed a contract with them for those terms, they shouldn't be allowed to pull out. But you, like we've talked about before.
Go collect the money.
Yeah, go try to get the money or sue them in Saudi Arabia and see what happens. But it's an embarrassing look. The guy that took over, Greg Norman's laughing all the way to the bank, by the way.
Right.
And this Scott, what's his name? Scott
O'Neill.
Scott O'Neill. You know, he's been thrown in there. He looks like a...
Catching arrows right and left.
He looks like a deer staring into the headlights. And he doesn't even believe what he's saying. You know, he hopes we can pay their creditors. But it's just a bad look. You know, John Rahm is still owed a bucket full of money, so he looks like he's not going to be around next year, even though he has a contract. Tyrrell Hatton certainly isn't going to be there next year. Bryson DeChambeau is probably going to go do his YouTube stuff. I don't think he even knows what's going on. But it's just so, the way strategically was so bad when PIF pulled out, and they know, well, PIF's pulling out. And who's going to buy that? Who's going to step up a sponsor money for that?
Yeah, just, I mean, 5 years, that was amazing they stuck around that long.
Right.
And if you look at it, I mean, what they burned through, $5 billion?
Six, I think.
Yeah, so it's absolutely ridiculous. Well, Scottie Scheffler was asked about the best players in the world coming together.
Yeah, I think... Like when we talk about the best players, you know, LIV has a few players that are really good. You know, I think the depth that we have on our tour is a bit unmatched, but I think when you look at the higher levels of LIV golf, there's definitely some players that would provide, you know, a lot of value to the tour and guys that I love competing against as well. And so I think going forward, there obviously has to be, I think, some sort of penalties. What those are, you know, I'll let Rolap and all those guys figure it out. You know, we have great leadership within the tour now, but I think having those guys come back and competing with whatever happens with LIV, whether those guys want to leave or... I mean, you got to ask them, but...
All right. Scottie Scheffler threw three digs in.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The first one was, there's a few good players...
A few, exactly.
...on LIV.
He's right.
The PGA Tour level of play is unmatched, and we've got some really good leadership now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he got three digs in that little one-minute bite.
In a very polite way.
And and it's interesting to hear Scotty say that. And you know what? If you look right now at the roster of LIV, Cam Smith,
Yep.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
Yes. And John Rahm. That's it.
Joaquin Niemann. Yeah.
And, yeah. And maybe Terrell.
And maybe Terrell. So
Abraham Anser.
No.
He would be a journeyman on the PGA Tour right now. Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing, is you don't know that.
I do.
Well, you think you do.
I believe that firmly.
So. Anybody can win any week on the PGA Tour.
But Abraham Anser's a journeyman.
Well, he had some...
Guys, the biggest mistake...
But Mark Leishman...
nothing.
You know, Harold Varner's won on tour. Yep. John Rahm, Ballester.
Names. You've got five.
Right, but these guys can all win. Well,
the worst saying, thing
but
they
Ballester
did,
right. went to ASU, and then he didn't have a place to play.
Well, do you think anybody besides us know him?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is he took the money because he had no other option.
He did.
No, that was Puge. Yeah. That was David Puge.
Oh, Puge, okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in rapid fire,
guys,
so don't kill all my thunder.
That Liv did, hindsight's always 2020. They did not have a media partner when they opened up. If they had a place that we could go and watch them and fall in love with what they're doing new and different in teams and stuff, it may have caught on. They never gave it a chance.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Hey, where's Phil Mickelson these days?
I know. Bryson, he's another one laughing Pitching all the way to the bank. So Bryson DeChambeau boots a member of the media off the driving range. Ryan French, who runs the social media for Monday Q Info, was reportedly removed from the driving range at the request of Bryson DeChambeau. How about that?
Well, but then he came out with a tweet a little later and said, Bryson called me, we're good, and so, you know, I think that has changed a lot. Don't forget when Bryson DeChambeau and Greg Norman were at odds.
Right.
Don't forget about that. There's been a lot of stuff, you know, under the stuff behind the curtain. But if I'm a guy and I signed with LIV Golf and I fulfilled my contractual obligations, I expect to be paid. John Rahm's not been paid.
I'm guessing, guys, most of the guys have not been paid what their contractual obligations are.
So, right.
Scott O'Neill was asked in his press conference, LIV Golf CEO isn't ruling out bankruptcy. He says, I don't think we would rule out any option. I mean, the whole focus is on the transaction. We're spending all of our time thinking about how we best land this plane and have it landed so we can take off again. All focus is in that direction. So here's what, now you hear that, right? Yeah. So obviously they're going to file bankruptcy because he said it's not off the table. Yeah. So you know they're going to file bankruptcy. And it'll be chapter...
against 13? Protection against creditors.
Yeah, it's 7, not 11, or 11, not 7, one of those two. But anyway, that gets them out of having to pay all of who they have to pay, as well as they can reorganize. But here's now what he had to say about the future.
And I don't know, our facts are good. So, we have work to do. You know, we have things we have to accomplish. There are hurdles we have to jump over. It's a very complex transaction we'll have to deliver. But, man, I wouldn't bet against us.
He's going, why did I take this job?
Exactly.
You know,
he's got to put lipstick on that pig and make it look pretty.
Here's what this reminds me.
Come on now.
Okay, do you remember like in the 90s when all these little mini tours popped up?
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they just started going bankrupt. Right. And they were basically playing for entry fees.
Right.
And guys would sign up for $1,000, just for a round number, let's call it $1,000. And then the pot would be, 125 guys, and then they would take the pot, and if you didn't finish above like 21st, you didn't get paid, and then they start going bankrupt. Well, that's what's happening here, just on a grander scale, because their funding got pulled. I think the PIF is really the bad guys here, because the PIF made it possible to have that tour and look at it in a positive light. Now that they pulled their funding, they're dead in the water.
Saudi Arabia is a bad thing.
Yeah,
see that.
It's just like anything else. If your business is not doing well, you shutter it. And PIF, The business wasn't doing well, even though they make
get in debt with the
hundreds
wrong guys,
of billions of dollars a day. They should shutter it because it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do.
You look at restaurants. The smart guys in the restaurant business, if it ain't working quick, they get out. Yep. They don't feed the bulldog for 3 years.
All right, we come back. We might just have a golf tip of the week just for kicks and giggles. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
We weren't making this up that there was an issue. It wasn't like, hey, let's get rid of Cattell. Let's get rid of one of the best players in the city. Like,
exactly.
I don't know how deep they can go without Cattell Marte. If you go back to the year they went to the World Series, he literally had at least a hit in every single game until, I believe, the last game of the World Series. But this has come up multiple times. He bailed on them, and it's the timing, too. Not that it would make it better if they were the Rockies and they were 25 games under 500, but this is right in the thick of a playoff race.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
T-Mobile is launching something no other wireless network offers. Introducing Nothing. Pay nothing today and walk out of the store with a new phone.
What did he say?
Nothing.
You definitely said something about nothing.
Exactly. Go to T-Mobile, pay nothing up front, and leave with a new phone.
Wait, nothing rules.
She gets it.
Hey, thanks for nothing.
For the first time ever, switch to T-Mobile, pay nothing. No taxes, no fees, no money down. And walk out with a new phone. There are 250 reasons to choose T-Mobile, and now nothing is holding you back. On eligible devices with qualifying credit plan and 36-month finance agreement.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Dan Bickley here with My Guy Bear, owner of Waltz TV and Appliance. And Bear, I bet most of your customers come from word of mouth.
You're right, Bick. For generations, our customers have been our best advertising. That's why when you make a qualifying purchase at Waltz, we'll give you a refer-a-friend card.
And what happens when they bring that in?
They'll receive $50 off their purchase, and you'll receive $50 off your next purchase. It's our way of saying thank you to our customers.
Visit Waltz just off the I-10 in Warner next to the IKEA. They've been serving Arizona families for generations, and don't forget to mention my name for additional discounts.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride, or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at Santan Ford.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
On BritBox, your next hidden gem is right around the corner.
If you're going to be bold, here is the place to do it.
Get ready for Britain's most anticipated series, streaming exclusively on BritBox. Catch new seasons of favorites, including Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
You want someone to get murdered?
And the eagerly awaited new adaptation of Agatha Christie's iconic detective duo, Tommy and Tuppence.
Do you think we're, like, actually really good at this?
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch with a free trial.
Orthopedic care. At Abrazo Health, we believe these two words are better together. When joint pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit our orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists to join your team. From our minimally invasive advanced technology designed to improve patient outcome to our comprehensive rehabilitation program, start your journey to a pain-free life. Find your partner in care at abrazohealth.com/orthopedics.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen, host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to BumperToBumperRadio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
I must have been
Melvin Bishop reading.
That is correct. But Greg can tell us who's singing this.
So Martina?
One of his girlfriends. Kind of. Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is Miranda's voice.
This is a great, great, great remake.
Yeah.
Well, the original is pretty good, too.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
So Rory was talking about Liv. You heard his sound. And he said, I think I feel like I've kept my position consistent that Liv has never been good for the game. Wow. So, and 2.0 looks like, if it even happens, you know, they say they're trying to be more collaborative. Well, here's the deal. If Liv Golf is going to make it, they're going to have to do something outside the box. There's got to be a hook, and there's no hook with Liv Golf other than they're playing music nonstop around the golf course.
Well, they go to unique places. That does help.
Well, they're only going to, if they have their 10 events next year,
right?
Five will be in the U.S.,
right,
which gets zero coverage and zero attendance.
We don't know where to watch them.
It's the overseas is where they need to focus, but yep. I really think what they need to do is move their season to September through December. Well, here's what Dean Burmester had to say, talking about what he's been told about Live 2.0.
Look, it's definitely been an uncertain time the last few months, and that's probably played in a lot of guys' minds. But we had a great meeting with our investor this week, and I feel it went really well. And the proposed Live 2.0, whatever you want to call it, is, I think it's very, very promising, and it looks great. I think the model is certainly sustainable, very sustainable.
You know,
there's an old saying in golf course building, right? The first guy pays for it.
Yep.
The second guy loses all the money, and the third guy
is the one that makes the money.
Sure.
Yep. That's exactly the way this is going to go if it goes to a third guy.
We'll never see Liv after this year, guys.
I haven't agreed with you on much as far as Liv Golf goes, but I have to agree with you there.
It's kind of sad in a way.
It is.
It affects a lot of people. When you look at the whole big picture, it affects the players. The players will land. They'll have somebody to play.
Well,
it affects the caddies.
Yes.
It affects the golf courses that they've booked because they've blocked off their tee sheet.
Well, they canceled the season-ending event in Michigan.
They canceled Michigan.
So
3 weeks before they're going to play there?
But here's what I think everybody's forgetting about, is these people that they contracted with, these companies they contracted with for services, and now they're saying, oh, sorry, we can't pay you.
Right.
That, to me, as you know, you need to pay out your creditors. The players knew what they were doing when they signed their deals, so I don't have as much sympathy for them. But the contractors that they're owe millions of dollars to, and they're not paying them.
Yeah, if the players only got 40 or 50 million bucks, that's okay. They'll make it up.
Right.
Yeah, but like you said, the guys that set up the stands and stuff in Michigan are not going to get paid.
Right, exactly.
No, absolutely not.
I will say this, though. They did find a niche in a couple places like South Africa.
Right.
Wherever they played in Australia, they had good crowds there. But a couple of tournaments out of a whole season, that does not make a tour.
South Africa, Australia, they had huge attendances.
Relatively speaking,
yeah.
Yeah. Fresh Tape Media is suing Liv Golf for $1.23 million worth of unpaid invoices for the production of the league's preseason media event in January.
Wow.
And basically, they didn't even pay their media people.
Well, here's what I want to know. They keep talking about this unnamed investor.
Yes. Right.
Let's name him.
Yeah.
Let's get him out in the limelight and hear from them. And
he hasn't signed the sheet yet. That's why.
Right. So. But they need to show progress there.
Yeah.
And my contention is, okay, you name this company or this group or whatever it is that's investing this money.
And you may get others to hop in.
And you say, why?
Yep.
And then you see the light. Well, we're going to do this because of X, Y, and Z. Whatever that X, Y, and Z is, I don't know. But they certainly, listen, when you're getting ready to invest millions of dollars in something, you've got to have some very solid reasons. Now, they might just say, well, it sounds like a good deal to me.
All right. So here's what Live 2.0 needs to be. It needs to be strictly teams. No individual play. You go out there, you play, you play.
But you have to get players to buy in.
You pay.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I would play team play. You know, all these guys said, oh, yeah, this team concept is so much more
enjoyable.
They can
do it on TGL in one spot.
They can take all that money for the team stuff and have that. Now you've got the Four Aces playing the Torque.
Yeah.
You've got the High Flyers playing the Rippers. And you do this and you play all year long. And then you have a playoffs where you have elimination, and then you have your grand finale.
But they do that in Florida with TGL. They're making tons of money.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing is, one of the reasons why I chose to focus on golf was the fact that it's an individual sport.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about some Rudy Toot at shortstop booting the ball when you're on the mound, right?
So you're selfish.
Yeah. I think everybody's
Rudy
a little
Toot,
bit.
Is it AAA? Rudy Toot, I didn't see him on the roster. So.
But what I'm saying is that's why a lot of these players chose golf is because of the individuality of the sport.
Sure.
Now, it is cool. I love team play. I think it's awesome. That's why the Ryder Cup is so successful.
Right.
That's why the President's Cup, the Solheim Cup, all these team events are so successful. But I don't know if we're going to make a steady diet of team play.
Well, TGL surprisingly found that niche.
Right. Yeah. They did because it was very consumable.
Which is more compelling to watch in the NCAAs, the stroke play or when they go to match play?
Well, the match play, and we both agree on that. And I do love team golf.
Only because it's not on every week, though.
That's exactly right. It's not oversaturated. Right. So you're going to tell me that John Rahm is going to be content with leaving his paycheck up to some Rudy Toot on fourth guy in the lineup?
Bring him to TGL.
Well, it's his team. He can make his team with who he wants to have on his team.
Right, but so we played college golf, and that you're always hoping the number five guy would just break 80.
Right. All right, we're going to make the turn, and when we come back, we
tip
are
of the week.
Going to have a golf tip of the week.
Just
and
a tip.
Much, much more. You listen to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 on our Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
I have spoken to people in the organization. What I was told was simply, there is no determination that is made at any point. There is no, you know, you got to make the playoffs or you're out type of thing. It'll be Mike's decision. It'll be up to Mike at the end of the season. And if he wants to bring Torrey back, then they'll bring Torrey back. And if he doesn't, they won't. And my understanding is that they will, you know, wait until the end of the season to take a look at everything overall.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, bunker-to-bunker listeners, Bill Ross Fitness Solutions, I'm telling you right now, it is the place to be able to go. It's easy to get scheduled for a 30-minute workout 2 to 3 times per week. That's all it is, 30 minutes. Most people, you know, you go to these gyms and it's an hour, hour and a half. No. Bill gets done in 30 minutes what these other trainers take an hour to an hour and a half to do. You have personal training from all of Bill's team. You've got fitness goals. You've got nutritional goals. And it's a unique designed program specifically for you that changes every month to keep you engaged. You work on the same muscles. You just work on them in different ways. So take a minute to get your scheduled free consultation and start your program with Bill. You'll be amazed how quickly your life and your game improve. Check out Bill Ross at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Orchard. What if you found your dream house and you could just move in right away without waiting around to sell your old place first? That sounds perfect, right? Okay, now what if on top of that, you could maximize the return on your old home? That's even better. See, most home sellers get one offer, and it's somewhere between lowball and not good enough. But Orchard changes that. With Orchard's new Orchard offers, you don't just get one offer. You get multiple cash offers from serious investors who are all competing for your home. That's right. Make investors compete with Orchard's cash offer marketplace. Here's how. You work with an Orchard agent who submits your home to their exclusive network of hundreds of local cash buyers. They come to you with offers, you review them all, and you pick the best one on your terms. So you don't have to settle on one offer or worry about leaving money on the table. You see every offer side by side. That way you know you're getting top dollar. Orchard offers means no repairs, No showings, no drawn-out process. Before you accept any offer, see them all first. Get a free home valuation and see your offers today with Orchard Offers. Go to Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Trace Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
Hey, it's Gambo. Heart disease is the number one killer in this country, and most people have no idea there's a problem until something serious happens. LifeGuard Imaging does a heart scan that takes minutes. No needles, no fasting, nothing invasive. Normally runs $5.99. Right now, they've got a special offer for Arizona sports listeners. Call 602-755-5004 or text SCAN to 620-620 for the details. Take care of yourself on this one.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1 and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at bumpertobumperradio.com.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Live from the Casino Arizona and Talking Stick Resort Studio.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Yes. Billy Idol remake. All these countries and remakes.
Can you tell me, Greg might know who this is. She's done a bunch of rock stuff. She covered a Guns N' Roses thing.
Taylor Swift?
No, our good friend Carrie Underwood.
Ah. Ready for some football?
Tell everybody, make some noise from the original Idol, Billy Idol.
Yeah. There you go.
This is not American Idol, about things.
Hey, Jim. Billy Idol, Whiplash Smile.
Other than women in country music time, what time is it?
It is time for the highly informative and the always dependable Golf Tip of the Week, playoff style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays Golf Polarized Golf Eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. The next time I cry about golf, it will only be with joy. It's not worth crying over golf for any other reason. After all, it's only a game.
Well, when you win your Grand Slam, you can say that.
Huh, that's all right, pretty good.
This week's Tip of the Week is flap it.
Flap it.
All right. So
just a tip? Or?
One of the things that I always get asked about is how to hit a flop shot.
Flop-a-roo.
And the first thing I say is,
don't.
Yeah. I say, why do you want to hit a flop shot? It's very unpredictable and very difficult to be able to pull off. But, you know, in the sense of being a good professional, I'll tell you how to hit a flop shot. So the basic thing is that the object of a flop shot is you've got to get the golf club underneath the golf ball so that the golf club can loft the ball into the air.
Cut the legs out.
Exactly. So one of the things you want to do is you take your highest lofted golf club, so mine is a 58-degree wedge, and you want to make sure that when you're doing this, you want to lay the club face open, and you want to get the golf club. Now, with it laid open, that means that leading edge is going to be off the ground, but the bounce on the back, the sole of the club, is going to keep the club from digging into the ground. Well, basically what you want to do when making this shot, it's similar to a bunker shot,
yes,
but interestingly, you're not going to swing as forceful with a flop shot. The more you try to force it, the more chance you have of blading it and killing somebody. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get set up over the golf ball, open your stance up, really get bent in the knees so you're in a squatting, almost a squat position. You want to get real low to the golf ball. You want to get your hands real low to the golf ball. So your hands are almost going to be right between your thighs and your knees, and you're sitting down in a little more of a squat position to be able to get yourself positioned correctly. You're going to get your weight positioned more on your left foot. Now, when you make your backswing, you're actually going to make a fuller backswing than what you normally would with a sand wedge, and you're going to make it much slower. And when you come down through the golf ball, it's not try to go through the golf ball as fast as you can. You want to be able to bring that golf club back down through so that you see the club face going underneath the golf ball. And if you watch as these players do that, their left wrist for a righty is firm coming down, and just about as they get to impact, they roll that left hand so that the pad of the golf club points up at the sky, and that's what's going to get that golf ball, kind of like you're scooping it but not scooping it. You're going to slide that club right underneath that golf ball, and you're going to follow through long and full just like you did on your backswing. So it's going to be a longer, more deliberate swing. You're not going to swing slower, but you're not going to try and force it by trying to swing harder or faster. It will never work going harder or faster. You want it to be a pretty much a one-rhythm type swing back and through, and get that golf club to just fold underneath the golf ball, and up comes the ball and onto the green.
So it's really important to keep up your speed, right?
Yeah,
keep
don't, up don't your decelerate. Speed. I know that.
Keep up your speed without trying to swing don't harder, faster. Right.
But you don't want to decel. Decel is the death of that shot. Oh, well, yeah. In all golf swings, in all shots, rhythm and tempo is so important.
Oh, yeah.
You can't swing really slow back and then try to swing really fast through.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't work that way. So that, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Is your golf tip of the week brought to you by Shady Rays. If you've not been to one of the stores, the store recently, you're missing out on the brand new Talon Elite line, especially designed for fishing, or the Shady Rays golf line to help you with your next round, high def vision, and it's all right there at the Kierland Commons store. And remember, you scratch them, break them, even lose them, Shady Rays has you covered with the industry's leading satisfaction guarantee. Save 30% when you use the Bunker to Bunker special code B2B, either online or at the store. Go to ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard, we got you. All right, Jim, who said this? The next time I cry about golf, it will only be in joy. It's not worth crying over golf for any other reason. After all, it's only a game.
Well, I said that, I think that was said fairly recently, and that might have been one of this week's press conferences. I don't know, but it seems to me like Rory McIlroy is the author of that quote.
You would be correct. Has 30 PGA Tour wins, 6 majors, won the Grand Slam this year, 21.
Last year.
Last year, 21 European Tour victories and 3 World Golf Championships. So not too bad of a career so far for Rory.
Hey, real quickly, totally off golf. Have you watched this season of Ted Lasso?
I did. Start watching it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the season. I mean, it's still good, but it's missing something.
I've only watched half the first episode, but I hear great things. How good is the show, guys?
The first 3 seasons were awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't have the pizzazz yet, and it needs more of Roy in there, though.
Yeah,
I love Roy Kent. Yeah, it needs more of him in there. But it'll be interesting to see how this one goes. But the 4th one is not the best one yet.
Have you watched Stick? Stick with Owen Wilson.
Will Ferrell.
Wilson.
That's the good one. The Will Ferrell one's not too good.
Will Ferrell is. Yeah. If you like
Goofy,
Will Ferrell, you'll like The Hawk.
It's Goofy, yeah.
And it's good. But
Stick is the one where he's the caddy.
Owen Wilson. Yeah. He finds this kid.
Yeah.
That is
like that one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a decent little story. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're ready to get back.
Well, that's kind of golfing.
We're ready to get back on the rails.
Yes, let's get back on the rails.
Okay. Let's see. I guess we better talk about this week in golf because we want to hear from Rory on Player of the Year.
This is a good quote.
This is a huge topic. And right now at the BMW, Rory It came out pretty hot. Yeah. Had a very good first round. Shot 64, then followed it up with a little 69. He's tied for eighth. But here's what he had to say about who he believes is player of the year.
Because he was asked last week, so they followed up with this week. Had his thought process changed?
A loaded question. If a player has won the Masters and the Tour Championship, is that a player of the year resume?
No.
No?
No. I'm not the player of the year. No chance. Scotty is.
There you go.
There's 2 weeks to go, but
right.
I firsthand watched him for the first 2 days last week, and if he keeps playing like that, we're, you know, he gains 9 strokes on the greens every week. We're all effed.
Well, I think to be player of the year, Rory, you have to play in the minimum amount of tournaments you have to, right?
Exactly.
Easy.
So Scottie Scheffler goes out and shoots 2 over par on Thursday and then follows it up with kind of a lackluster start of a second round when he goes out there and shoots even par on the front nine. So he's 2 over par through the first 27 holes, and then goes out there and puts a little 30-burger on him on the back nine to be 3 under par, and sitting there only, he's 9 shots back.
But Scottie does things on the weekend that is, I would never say, just based on his body of work, you ever count Scottie out.
Right.
I got some overnight sound from Scottie who says just that if you guys would like to hear it.
He will be in the top 10 by the end of the week.
Yeah, I'll be, you know, ways back, but like you said, I'm not out of it by any means, so see what I can do going out early tomorrow. And,
it's not going to be that early. Your score isn't that bad. nice following you the first 2 days. I'll look forward to the weekend.
All right, thanks, man.
You know, so he shoots 72-65. And, you're going to have a not so great round in 4 usually.
Right.
And Bell Reeves, it's not a cakewalk golf.
And he got his out of the way. He got it out of the way. Now, if he can just turn that front nine around, he'll be much better off.
He started off so weirdly awful in the first couple rounds this year.
Yeah, he's had. He's had really slow Thursdays all season long.
At the Rogers Charity Classic, Richard Green and Rob LeBritz are in the lead. At the Advent Health, Taylor Dixon, Joseph Brandlett, and 8 others are all tied at 15 under. They are playing on Live and should be getting started. Seems how they're on the East Coast playing in Indianapolis. But the 4 Acers have a 5-shot lead over Torquay,
yes.
Yeah, and the High Flyers are right there in the hunt. And leading is RT Lee, a wild card. So that would be history in the making right there. And when we come back, we're going to hear from another LPGA Tour player and one making their debut at the CPKC Women's Open up in Canada. This is Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Live streaming audio, podcasts, video highlights. The Arizona Sports app has all this and more from the local sports leader and D-backs play-by-play.
And now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Download the Arizona Sports app. Presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Tres Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For you to see, it's made by angels. Talk something strong, budget friendly. Right, the choice is simple. A world that feels like paradise. Ooh. And always at a heavenly price. Angels
are, angels are.
Something strong, so it's
simple.
Pick up a pack today. Angel Soft.
Something strong.
Cars for Kids to reach a friendly live agent. Donation is super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now or go to carsforkids.org.
7 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Did you know you can donate real estate too? Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick at Tim Hovick Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at santanford.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Obviously, guys, the great Reba McEntire.
Mama, daddy, little baby.
She's a decent little actress.
Yeah.
Her sitcom is kind of funny.
Yeah. She's had a couple of shows.
Yeah. She's not Meryl Streep, right?
No.
She stays with her game.
The Harry's place took me a little while to warm up to that one.
Yeah.
It didn't start out very funny, but it got funnier as you watched the characters a little bit more. The chef is her husband, you know.
Right.
They finally got married after.
Oh, did they? I thought they were planning their wedding, but yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, first
marriage, by the way.
Yeah, they finally got married. And
this is by request to get bonus country music.
Oh. Hello, fella.
I'm telling you, the women are going to take Nashville over with Lainey Wilson, Ella Langley, Lauren
Marion Morris.
Morris, Elena. The list goes on and on for what is going to happen in country music with women. In country music, and they're going back to that twangy sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pedal steel guitar.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so as I said, they're playing the CPKC Women's Open up in Canada. It is their...
The Mosquito Fest.
Yeah, it is. It's their national championship where Miyu Yamishita is your leader at 14 under par. But Su Bin-ju is right there, just five shots back, along with Yuri Yoshida and Kiera Romero at 9 under par. First of all, here's Su Bin-ju, who just joined the LPGA Tour 3 years ago.
I think golf is not only about golf. It's about, about life, you know, like caring others and everything. And I think that's really sweet of CPKC doing it. And then how do you feel the course is playing maybe a little bit differently today than yesterday?
On the back nine, got a little windier, but overall it's really solid. I like this golf course, and I love Canada. It's so pretty. Like, all the trees are so pretty, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Except for the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so bad.
And then mosquitoes are bad, apparently.
Mosquitoes are bad. No doubt about it.
Kiera Romero.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! There, you better watch out, folks.
She may have the it factor too.
That is another one of the LPGA have a lot of future stars coming up on them, and you're going to want to keep an eye on this one, Kiera Romero. Here's what she had to say, making her debut, and how she got started in golf.
Honestly, I think just growing up playing golf, we always just went out and just played that par 3 course every single day. We didn't go to the range and practice or anything. So me and my siblings would always have a match, and I think that's how I learned how to compete and how I got my competitive edge. And I think that was really important, and it kept the game fun for us. So we grew to love it.
So it was like, I can't remember who it was. I want to say like Michael Brennan or somebody like that, that Kiara Romero, they played at the same par 3 golf course, and she whipped up on him all the time.
Yep.
I can't remember the PGA Tour name.
And she eventually did mention the mosquitoes, too.
Yeah. So, interestingly, it came out last week that we have a new number 2 on the career money list. He's got a $3.5 million lead now over Rory McIlroy, and that's one Scottie Scheffler, who's only $1,035,000 behind Tiger Woods.
Yep.
Now, Tiger Woods did this in 12 years.
Right.
Scottie's done this
20 years ago,
in five.
Yeah, well, that's like comparing Tiger Woods' money total to Jack Nicklaus's, right?
Jack won 5.4.
Tiger passed Jack in 1 week.
Right.
On the career,
but the purses have changed so much. I mean, guys, we remember when it took $125,000 to keep your card, right? Now $125,000, you're not even sniffing it, right? You're going back to the Corn Ferry. So purses have changed. It's kind of like looking at the contracts, you know, guys. Back in the day, the superstars were getting paid a couple $100,000 a year in baseball. Well, now that's, you know, it's just, that's not even league minimum now. So it's not surprising to me.
No, it isn't, but it just really puts it all into perspective. And when we get into rapid fire in a little while, I've got a couple of really good questions for you.
All right.
You're going to enjoy those. Interestingly, between Rory McIlroy at number 3 and Justin Rose at number 4, $40 million difference between Rory and Justin Rose.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you've got $4 million between Justin Rose and Justin Thomas. Adam Scott sitting at number 6, $73 million, almost $74 million. So he'll eclipse $74 million after today. Jim Furyk hadn't played on the PGA Tour in 4 years.
Right.
He's sitting there at $71.5 million. Vijay Singh.
That's kind of surprising. Holy cow.
$71.3 million. You think these guys are all right? You think
these guys are all right? Yeah, and that's just official money. That doesn't take any sponsor money into account.
FedEx bonus money, for that matter.
Vijay made it all in a couple of years. Because one year, didn't he win like 10 times or something? Won 12 or $13 million bucks that year?
So if anybody's worried about whether, you know, Scottie Scheffler, who is sitting right now in a tie for 27th, if he's going to be all right, I'm pretty sure he's going to be all right.
Where's Mickelson on that list?
Yeah.
Is he on there?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were...
No.
I'll find him.
Like 6 or 7 or 8 in the top 10?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Because he's, you know, he's not been out there on tour for
5-6 years.
Quite some time. We'll go to, let's go to career. Let's not do that one. Let's go to career and see. But if you want CQ, we can get ready to queue up for the love of the game for Jim, because I've got a great one for him. Phil Mickelson is, maybe they took him off because he's not a part of the
PGA. I would suspect that's the case.
Yeah, because he's not even, I'm down to $42 million.
I'm guessing he's a top 10 guy.
Bryson DeChambeau. $37 million on the PGA Tour. So Phil's got to be on here if Bryson DeChambeau's on here.
Yeah, you think. All right, let's go.
All right, CQ.
Exciting new.
Phil is number 4 on the hit list. Yes, $96 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew he was up there.
We're expecting you.
Captain Steubing.
All right, this is a part where we've introduced this, and we have usually when we have guests at this time, we ask them what drew them to the game and what gave them their love for the game of golf. Well, Jim, this one is going to be kind of a tricky one for you. But I want to know what was the best golf lesson you ever received?
Best golf lesson I ever received. Well, I would say Cliff Whittle taught me how to hold the golf club and aim and all that sort of stuff. And then I worked with Bill Forrest at TPC Scottsdale. And, you know, the drills he would give me, the half-to-half drill and then the sternum drill.
Right.
Still two of my favorite drills to bestow on students. And what the sternum drill is, you take the butt end of the club, you put it in your sternum, you extend your left arm all the way to the end, you hold the butt of the club into your sternum with your right hand, and you turn back and you point it to 3 o'clock on a watch dial, and then 9 o'clock, and you get in your good finish position with your belt buckle, trail knee and trail foot pointing into the ground, trail knee pointing parallel to your target line.
Yeah.
And I use that drill today just to get me, make sure my body's doing the right thing. I would say that was probably the best golf lesson I ever learned.
Yeah. That's your golf tip of the week.
Yeah. Could have been a bonus tip of the week.
How about you, Greg?
For me, it was Dave Pels. Yeah. I was struggling with my short game, and you know, my short game and my putting, I am the world's greatest putter, but my short game started to suffer a little bit. And so I did a little Dave Pels clinic over at Orange Tree, and he fixed me like no tomorrow and got me to where I could finally chip again. I started to build up confidence again. And my short game has been very good, not as good as my putting, but it's been very good for many years now because of that. I was clueless. I just had no idea. I could not fix myself. And Dave did it in less than an hour.
Well, another great golf lesson. I got two more, and one of them is don't gamble with guys with nicknames, like Mr. Automatic, Mr. Never Miss. And then the other thing is, when a guy shows up with iron covers, Aaron Rye, excuse me, iron covers and a ball wash and a ball retriever, double the bet.
I got one quick one. I was back visiting my sister and brother-in-law, Andy Fellows. You guys know Andy. They had a guest in at Greenwich Country Club one day on a Monday, Fred Plunk.
Oh, yeah.
And he focused on something you guys reinforced to me, and not only helped me in golf, it's helped me in lifting and stuff, too. The position, the basic position of getting set.
Right.
Picture like you're a middle linebacker.
Right.
You just kind of bend your knees slightly. You're a shortstop in baseball.
Shooting a free throw.
Exactly. It's that whole athletic set. I thought, oh, that's such a great thing. Same thing for golf. You get that set, and you start from there. The basic foundation.
Well, the other thing is, I think a lot of people forget this, but I tend to get quick.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we all do.
And the best thing I ever... what was really through a book called Tour Tempo.
Yeah.
And the perfect swing ratio is 3-1.
Right.
Okay. Vijay Singh goes 17 hips. That's his. And tempo, if you swing
the
metronome
club, in your head. So
But if you swing the club in good tempo, you can overcome a lot of things.
Right. All right, we come back. This wraps up for the love of the game, but we're going to have a little Scotty Scheffler bit that's going to lead us right into rapid fire, baby. We're on the rails. This is the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning. You can get us on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can get us on bunkergolf.com later on in the week. But right now, we're right here live on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader and the Kevin McCabe Show, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. His nickname is The Dean, and it's earned because no one supports high school sports in Arizona like Kevin McCabe does. Catch the Kevin McCabe Show Saturday morning, 9 to 11, on the Arizona Sports app on your phone and 98.7 in your car.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, some cool news from the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. You can get your junior golfer ready to learn, improve, and have fun on the golf course at their junior golf clinics going on now, today, through October 3rd, and open to all juniors ages 6 to 16. The clinics are from 9 to 10 a.m., and they're only $35 per class. It's a great way for young golfers to get experience and get a level of skills developed, build confidence, and enjoy the game in fun and welcoming environment. For more information, call the Golf Shop at 623-328-5103. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best in the West.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 15th annual Fall Frolic. Two-person scramble golf tournament is coming up on Saturday, September 26th at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club's Lynx Course, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Join us for a tasty breakfast, full tournament, and win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce-back golf round, all for just $148. It's open to the public, but hurry. Space is limited. Register your team today at bunkergolf.com.
The garage door springs that come standard with most homes don't last. And when they fail, it's not just inconvenient, it's dangerous. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello at A1 Garage Door Service. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. Don't risk your family's safety or your peace of mind. Let A1 replace your springs before they become a problem. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
The course. Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at antiguaapparelshop.com.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H2025. All rights reserved.
Good morning, Bunker to Bunker fans. I'm Keith Chapman, owner of Bonehouse Brewing in Fountain Hills, the craft brewery where Arizona history, legend, and great beer come together. Step off the course and into our 1800s mining-inspired tap room, packed with local stories and award-winning brews. Whether you just birdied the 18th or need a little help forgetting a rough round, there's always a seat and a story waiting for you at Bonehouse. Swing by and discover why we're the best 19th hole in town.
To me, this girl sounds a little bit like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she's bringing across. But this is not a fake accent. That's Lainey's voice.
And like you said, this is almost kind of a throwback to old-time country, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice to see the direction that country music is going.
We love Garth Brooks, but he got a little too poppy there for a while.
All right.
Oh, Jake Knapp's plus four today. Ouch, Jake.
Yeah. Who'd you take this week?
I didn't. I'm out.
Oh, you're out? What happened?
Last week was my final week. I didn't make it in the top 50? No.
Dang. What's up with that?
Played one playoff event. Well, a lot of my guys this year gave me 0 points. Like Rory McIlroy missed a cut when I had him. And then they go and they win the next week. I was a week
off. Do we need to question Jim's expertise and maybe get another co-host?
No.
Oh, heavens no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so real quick.
Yes.
We just talked about Scottie Scheffler being $1 million away from overtaking Tiger Woods for the career money list. Here's what Scottie had to say about what the tour was like before Scottie.
Gosh,
for these Monday qualifiers, Q School, stuff like that. You know, Nike was a partner of mine growing up, and they were a partner right from the beginning when I turned pro. And, you know, I was able to have some freedom when I came to, you know, flying across the country doing Monday qualifiers. And, you know, fighting for your career and your job is not an easy thing to do. And so I was in a position early on where I was able to have a little bit of financial freedom. And, you know, like Mark said, when I turned pro in 2018, you know, I spent most of that time. I had a start in Memphis. I didn't play that great, but I made the cut. I was able to make a bit of money. But after that, you know, you lose a lot trying to make it in this game. You know, flying across the country, playing Monday qualifiers, you know, shooting 64, and then turning around and coming home and not qualifying. You know, those things hurt. And I don't remember my first check or anything like that, but
I do.
You do? What was it?
25.
That's good.
And change.
And that's what I miss about the Monday qualifiers is, you know, guys out there that could become superstars, could become accountants, but they're out there, you know, that to me is the foundation of the game.
But the point is he's right, is it's not cheap to travel across the country to try to do this.
Well, so just think about this, okay? You stay in a hotel room for 6-7 nights.
Right. Or even 3 or 4 if you don't make it. But yeah.
Couple $100 a night.
Yeah, oh sure.
And you got to pay your caddy. You got to eat. You got to pay for transportation. You know, Scottie Scheffler drove around the country in a Tahoe for a long, long time.
Almost burned the motor out.
Yeah.
You're talking about
so it ain't cheap. But yeah. But that's the thing is, you know, these superstars are coming up now. And this PGA Tour U thing has done a really good job for that as far as giving guys access immediately. And when they're in the top of their class, the PGA Tour U, they're getting sponsor money.
So would you say 15 grand a week? Not counting caddy pay.
10 to 15 a week.
Yeah, not counting caddy pay. So 10 right. to 15. So you play 20 weeks, that's 200 G's.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he made $16 million this year.
Wow. Not, well, we're talking about before he was Scottie Scheffler.
So I don't think he's having to worry about the Monday qualifying anymore. All right.
CQ. Ready, ready?
Yep.
And now, the radio segment that is sweeping the nation. This is Rapid Fire on Bunker to Bunker.
All right, this is where I ask Jim open-ended questions, except for one today. I'll have one that'll be a yes or no answer for you. And he gives me his answers. Jim has not allegedly seen these questions yet.
No, I have not.
Seems how he says he never reads the rundown. But anyway, here you go. You are Scott O'Neill.
I'm Scott O'Neill.
And must convince players to stay with Liv as equity partners. How do you do that?
It's a fool's errand. It's a fool's mission. Listen, here's the thing. I've had employees take other opportunities for a better job or what they thought was a better opportunity. I wish them luck. I wish them well. I say, listen, no, based on the facts you have at your fingertips, make the best decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in good faith, I could not tell a player, hey, stay with Liv Golf unless I knew some stuff that wasn't in the public arena, which maybe is the case. But I would tell anybody on Liv Golf right now, if you got a chance to get out and get a chance to play someplace next year, take it.
Well, you know, one of the things, the biggest problem here, and this question is the way I ask is kind of a baited question, because let's say you had your players meeting and you said, okay, here's what 2027 is going to look like on Liv Golf, and gave how everything was going to unfold, how the payouts were going to be, how here's the bank account, it has the money in it. All of that, all of those things are going to be the only way that if I'm a player, if you don't show me this stuff in advance, I'm not committing to diddly.
Absolutely. You got to go full open kimono.
Right.
And that's what I was saying is based on what we know, not what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
It's a prayer. They're throwing up a Hail Mary.
Between a rock and a hard place because if the investor doesn't commit, the players won't commit.
Right.
And there you go back and forth.
All right. Next question.
Yes.
Scottie Scheffler wins last week by 8.
Yep.
Okay. Rory finished 66th.
Out of 70?
Out of 70 guys. Actually 69 because one withdrew.
Right.
All right. So out of 69 players, he finishes 66. But if Scottie Scheffler isn't in the top 20, there's something wrong with Scottie Scheffler, but right. It's okay when Rory finishes 66.
Well, the reason for that, Greg, is I think that Scottie Scheffler has been trained very well. Everybody loves Scottie Scheffler. He's an aw shucks guy. He's got a family that comes out when he wins, and we see him a lot because his wife has got the kids. She's got her arms full with the kids. Kids come out, and it all looks very good. Now, I hope that's the case. I hope that's not just a cover story. But Rory McIlroy had that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, if you pay attention, Rory McIlroy has developed
as
a whiner, yeah. A crybaby. And if you peel the onion back even more, you know, he sent the wedding invitations out when he was going to marry the tennis player, yeah. Wozniak. And you know, then he files divorce papers for his current wife, and they get back together. And he's kind of, and the whole Amanda Baleonis rumor, true or not, it was out there, it was in the ether. So I think that the shine, the nice, lovable kid that Rory McIlroy, when he first came on tour, was, it's worn off. And so if Scottie Scheffler gets a lot of, oh, we love Scottie Scheffler, he finished, you know, in the back half of the field. Oh, what's wrong with Scottie? We pay attention to it, and we talk about it because we like him.
Yeah.
I don't think that many people, except for Rory's inner circle, are enamored with Rory McIlroy the way they used to be. It's kind of a don't care thing.
All right. Scottie has finished in the top five or better 67% of his events that he's played on the PGA Tour.
Right.
Is his career more comparable to Jack or Tiger?
Well,
how about that one?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So Scottie Scheffler is about to be the leading money winner, and he's done a fairly short amount of time, but the purses are inflated and all that sort of stuff. I think that right now I would consider him still second or third behind Tiger and Jack just because of major wins. He's going to get there, I think. But
I think his game, though, what Greg may be asking, is more like Jack.
Yeah, whose game is more like Jack's or Tiger?
Subtle.
I mean, not game, but I mean,
he doesn't overpower things the way Tiger did.
Career path wise,
I think he's on the. Well, again, I look at the majors for greatness, right? Yeah. And Scheffler is, he's pointing the right way.
Right.
But today, if you say today, I would say he's probably third behind Tiger Jack. But what Scottie Scheffler brings to the table is when he's on and playing well, he's very surgical.
Right.
He can run off 5, 6, 7 birdies in a row, and you never count him out, just like you never count a Tiger out. But when Nicklaus was playing well, he was also surgical. But Tiger Woods just overpowered the golf.
The issue with Scottie, in the general sense of sports fandom, not just golf fans, is he's not must-watch TV the way Tiger
Right.
was.
I hear a lot of people say how much they don't like watching Scottie Scheffler play because he's just blah. He's a robot.
Kind of goes along.
Well, you know what? You come watch me do my job.
Right.
And see how exciting that is. I'm a robot. I've got what I've got to do because I'm at my job and I've got to do my work. Well, that's what he's doing Thursday through Sunday.
Also,
it's his job. It's not his job to be out there singing and dancing.
The ratings are better at Cantamia than they are for Liv.
Well, the thing about it with Tiger Woods, the reason why Tiger Woods was must-watch TV is the things he did with the golf ball.
Passion.
And besides, he was an African American.
Wait, we've got more.
Individual.
Hang off.
He was an African American guy that brought a whole new set of eyeballs to it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's kids. I mean, it's kind of like the LeBron Michael Jordan debate.
Yes.
But the kids would tune in to watch Tiger just because he could do stuff. They're like, whoa. Like the 6-iron out of the bunker at the Canadian Open.
Right.
Greatest shot I've ever seen in my life.
I'm now leaning a little bit more towards LeBron, by the way.
All right.
I'll tell you why.
All right, next question. This is your only yes or no question that you're going to have. John Rahm has made $97 million on LIV. That's just in purse money.
Right.
Wow.
And you know, the rumored $300 million signing bonus and $55 million in career earnings on the PGA Tour. Do you think John Rahm regrets going to live?
I will say no.
All right. Then the final question. Jose Ballester, Tom McGibbon, Michael Lasasso, David Puge. None of these guys went to the PGA Tour, played on the PGA Tour, and are on LIV Golf right now. What would you or what should be done for those guys to be able to come back and play the PGA Tour?
I think they have to be looked like guys who never played the PGA Tour that Corn are coming out of college, and they got to go. They got to qualify for the tour.
I think that's very fair. I think that that's exactly the direction they should go. All right, when we come back, we've got a little bit more golf to talk about. Got a lot going on around the world of golf to get into, and much, much more. You listen to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Quickly and Marotta mornings.
You wouldn't believe how many people have said to me, what would have happened had Ketel Marte been surrounded by the 0-1 Diamondbacks? Randy Johnson, Mark Grace, Luis Gonzalez, Kurt Schilling,
Matt Williams.
What would have happened? It wouldn't have happened. Put it that way.
No. Do they make teams like the 0-1 Diamondbacks?
I don't know if they make teams that are built to police players the way they once did.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-881-8686. That's 800-881-8686. 800-881-8686.
College football, law school, marriage, kids. Life got busy. I wanted to stay in shape, but didn't have the time or interest in the big box gyms. Hi, I'm Aaron. I was referred to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Bill created a program tailored to me. 30-minute workouts, three times a week, training, cardio, nutrition, everything. A couple years later, I've never felt better. I'm lighter, stronger, more flexible, and even my golf game's better. This is results-driven fitness you won't find anywhere else. Get your free consultation at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your car. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Hi, I'm John Leonetti, founder of Birdie Golf Grips. Our trade secret rubber blend delivers the perfect feel, tack, and control for more confidence on every swing. So get professionally fit at locations across the valley, and bunker-to-bunker golfers save 20% with promo code B2B. Upgrade your game without breaking the bank. Visit birdiegolfgrips.com or call 623-224-7030. That's 623-224-7030. Birdie Golf Grips. Grip better. Play better.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For your tushy, it's made by angels, soft and strong, budget friendly. The choice is simple, oh, it feels like paradise, and always at a heavenly price. Angel soft, angel soft, soft and strong, so it's simple.
Pick up a pack today. Angel Soft.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen, host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to bumpertobumperradio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Oh, I love Shania. Whose boots have your bed been under?
So, I saw, I can't remember who opened for Shania, but I saw Shania out here in Arizona. And pretty solid. Oh. It was back, oh my gosh, it was back 30 years ago now, I guess, 20 years ago.
She didn't have the strongest voice, frankly, but she had she put on a good show.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, when you're going to a concert, are you going to the concert for the music, or are you going there to be entertained?
For the experience.
Right.
Listen, every concert I've been to, except for Billy Joel, I could have had a better experience just buying the album, but I go for the show, right?
Yeah.
And listen, you're talking to a guy that's seen The Grateful Dead like 17 times.
Oh, so I
apologize.
I've seen Buffett a ton of times. So, I've seen some really strange acts, too.
So I have a new TV. So if I want to see a concert, it's big 65-inch, right. 4K, you know, all the high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
I just sit closer to the TV and turn it up.
I went and saw the Romantics and Christopher Cross and Toto a couple weeks ago.
Romantics,
the Romantics,
wow,
were awful. It's
really?
Like the lewds have just kicked in again.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross, very, very good. And Toto, these guys are fantastic.
All right, so, you know, they've got these replays of preseason football on our screens in here. I can't believe CQ didn't put any golf on in here today. He's fired. But anyway,
can't fire volunteer.
No Jim, no CQ.
I was reviewing
next week.
I was reviewing the Cardinals schedule, and if they, even as good as they've looked in preseason, which I know you can't put a lot of credence into preseason, but some of the things you see fundamentally that you're doing look very good.
Well, they're better than they were last year, probably.
I give them 4 wins this year.
Well, if they're lucky.
That's, I think the line in Vegas is 4.5.
Yeah. So if they win more than that, it would be a miracle. All right. Good job. Thank you.
Took us to 851, we officially got off the rails.
Well, the highlight of the Cardinals season.
While we're off the rails, go ahead, Jim.
The highlight of the Cardinals season is definitely going to be Larry Fitzgerald going in the Hall of Fame, and well deserved.
And the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. But they got the Chargers loss, Seahawks loss, Niners loss, Giants might win, Lions loss, Rams loss, Broncos maybe, Cowboys loss, Seahawks again loss. I mean, it's just Commanders maybe.
Ownership, Michael Bilba, loser.
Right, yeah. Saints, they might win that game. They might beat the Raiders. And they got the Niners to close out the season, so...
All right, so on the other hand, the Detroit Lions, they are going to go probably, I'm going to say, 14-3.
Yeah, the Lions could be a worst to first in their division.
They're gonna smoke them, and they're here October 11th.
Yep.
To play the Cardinals.
Well, part of the problem for the poor Cardinals, and
remember how bad the Cardinals and the Lions used to be?
Yep.
And they would play to a 3-3 tie? I was at that game.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be kidding. These got to be the two worst teams in the world. All right, let's get back to some real golf, all right? Golf on the PGA Tour is looking very good right now. They are playing at the BMW Championship, the second of the playoff series that's going on. Wyndham Clark is your leader at 12 under par. He has a one-shot lead over Gary Woodland, who's probably the best golf story of the year is Gary Woodland. J.J. Spaun, probably one of the shorter hitters on the PGA Tour, sitting there at 10 under par. which honestly, I think he's still got a chance. Chris Goddard up. We hadn't heard much from Chris since his second or third win this year, but he's sitting there three shots back. Rory McIlroy.
J.J. Spahn, I like the way you call him a short hitter. He's averaging 308.
Yeah, I know. And what's the? I wonder what the leader's at. Rory was hitting him out there 330, 340.
Got to be 320.
Let's see. Speaking of Rory McIlroy, he is sitting there at 7 under par, tied for 8th. Scottie Scheffler is sitting at 3 under par. He is tied for 26th. He's even through his first two holes. But imagine this. He's got to get through 25 guys, and he's only 9 shots back. So I don't know which is more difficult, making up the 9 shots or getting through 25 guys.
The 25 guys. But I think you're right. He'll probably make it back to the top 10 by tomorrow.
He'll be in the top 10 by the end of this.
Hey, one of the guys we kind of forget about sometimes, you mentioned him earlier on the show, is Justin Thomas, who I was kind of surprised made it to St. Louis.
I know.
And he's got a strong desire, despite kind of coming back from injury earlier this year, to make it to Atlanta. We're not sure if he's going to do it, but here's what he had to say.
It's something I want to do. I think.
Let me turn that one off and start it again.
All right.
That be a good idea. Good idea. Here's Justin Thomas.
I want to do. I think it'd be a pretty awesome accomplishment, in my opinion, starting in in March and being able to do that with, I feel like, a pretty average season. So and obviously I want to have a chance to win the FedEx Cup. So it's. A lot of reasons, but more than anything, I really, really want it for me more than anything, because it's I'm just not really ready to be done playing golf yet this season.
So interestingly enough,
did he have back surgery, guys? Is that what he had?
Yeah, he had an operation. Well, Ricky Fowler is the bubble boy. He came in as a bubble boy. He's now 32, so he's on the outside looking in. He's got to have a good weekend. Aaron Rye is. Cruising along, but he's he must have made a couple bogeys because he was three. Yeah, he made a double. He goes birdie, birdie, and then on 7 he made double. So
right now there's 3 guys trying to play their way in, which will bump out a few players: Michael Thorbjornsson, Sungjae Im, and Gary Woodland. If the tournament ended today, they would be in. And Ricky Fowler, Kurt Kitayama, and Bud Cauley would all be out. So,
wow,
very interesting to watch. Well, we're at the end of the show.
And you guys will be there.
Tucker right here.
Tammy Wynette. You guys will be out live covering the whole thing.
We're
going
to be out at the Trophy Bar next Saturday. Make sure you tune in.
Right.
Hey, Kevin McCabe's show is up next, the Dean of AC High School Sports. And remember, people may not remember what you say, but they'll always remember how they make you feel. Hopefully we made you feel good today. We're out of here. We're going to go play some golf.
Holla!